Hi. Yeah. You know, I said I couldn't see you tonight. I lied. Can I come in? Why? Because I'm a coward. But I can't do this anymore. And I need to talk to you now, before I lose what little courage I have. Okay, I think we should break up. No. Yes. No, it's not that. I do care for you. God, no. I'd never cheat on you. Ever. Please don't think that. I can't go into it, okay? Because I'd rather break up with you on good terms than get dumped when you find out what I'm really like. I'm disgusting. I'm disgusting, okay? Is that what you need to hear? It really isn't you at all. It's me. It is. Can't you just accept it? I mean, this is hard enough as it is. There's no benefit in you knowing. You really want to know? Fine, I'll tell you, and then you can kick me out. At least it'll be a clean break. I know that I shouldn't be asking you for anything, but would you mind making me something to drink? Thank you. Scotch, please. A lot of it. Okay, we can sit on the couch. Just let me finish, okay? I know what usually happens when we start by sitting here. And as lovely as it is, I need to get through this so you can get on with your life. So I was raised pretty severely, you know that. I was supposed to be God's special little virgin until I met the right man who would basically buy me for my dad and then take me into his house and I'd make a million babies with him and never, ever have to think for myself again. But luckily I fell in with the wrong crowd, as my mom would tell you. I drank. I listened to music that was angry and sexy. I even smoked a cigarette once. And my hair was dyed when you met me. I guess I was still so wild then. I wasn't a virgin, you know. You weren't my first. Oh, you knew? How? Oh my god. The blowjobs were too good? Oh, jeez. It doesn't bother you that I lied? I mean, I didn't lie. What I mean is that I never told you that I wasn't a virgin. I let you believe that I was, you know, pure. You say that, but everyone knows it matters. No, that isn't why I'm breaking up with you. I'm just, you know, showing how you can't trust me. Oh my god, fine, I believe you. You're just the first guy I've dated who didn't care that I'd had sex before them. Well, yeah, I guess I did have kind of shitty boyfriends before you. But, that's the problem, isn't it? You're not shitty. You deserve better. Okay, fine. I'm getting to it, okay? I just want you to understand. So you know you're not losing anything. Okay. So you know sometimes how we fool around Okay, fine. Yes. Sometimes when we fuck, I get kind of closed down. And most of the time it goes like this. Like we sit on this couch and you look at me like you are now. And you lean in and I just sort of melt into your lips. Suck your head. Yes. Oh my gosh. Oh, take off my shirt. Shit. No. Oh fuck. No. Stop. I don't want this. I mean, I do, but fuck. God damn it. Why are you making this so hard? I guess this conversation isn't the only thing that's hard. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to work you up. I'm really fucking this up. I don't know what to do, and it's killing me, okay? I thought breaking up with you would be the best way and the easiest way, but I don't want to. I want to be with you. Like this. All right. You've always been such a good listener. I'll just explain this to you, and then maybe we can talk about it. If you want to dump me, though, like, I won't be angry, okay? Okay, so when we get into it and you've got my clothes off and you're going down on me or fingering me or whatever, most of the time things go well, right? Yeah, we fuck and I come more than once. And you come in me and I love it and it's great. And, but sometimes I just can't, and I don't feel turned on, and I shut down, and it's just awful. It's awful for both of us, and you never make me feel bad, and you hold me and kiss me, and it's, and the next day we pretend like everything's fine, but it isn't, and like, for one thing, I can tell you're frustrated. You don't get mean or anything, but it takes you a long time to relax. And I don't take care of you like I should. I'm just afraid that if I start again, I might ask you to do things. And for another, you blame yourself. I know you do. You ask me sometimes if you did something wrong. But you never do, and I tell you that, but you know I'm not telling you the whole truth. Well, you never did anything wrong, okay? I just wasn't telling you what kind of freak I am. Really, please, I may not be religious anymore, but I know the difference between healthy and wrong, okay? And I'm wrong. I'm wrong. I can't get better. And my therapist tells me that I might never change. And yes, I've been seeing a therapist for this. I wanted to get over it, but they're not helping. They listen to me, and they're very supportive, but they won't do anything to, like, help me change. And they keep saying that it's normal, as if anyone could think this is normal. Ugh, fuck. I'm sorry. I know I'm not making sense. So those times, okay, here's what it is. When I shut down, I'm still really turned on, and I still really want you. I need you to, fuck, okay. I need you to be rough with me, okay? Are you gonna make me say it? Okay, I want you to put your hand in my hair and grip it. I want you to spank me when I'm a little bratty and push me to my knees when you want me to blow you. Oh, I want you to push me on my back and pin my arms when you fuck me. Like, you're forcing me. And I don't just want it. Sometimes I need it. I think about it all the time. When I'm at work sometimes and you text me, you say something, like, so sweet and loving, And I wonder what it would be like if you just forced me right there at my desk. What do I mean? Well, like, come up behind me and you pull my chair out and pull me out of it. Roughly, and then you feel me up like really roughly, and I love it, like I'm your property, and I ask you what you're doing, but you just laugh. It turns me on more, and you spin me around and push me down, and you unbutton my blouse, and I feel so fucking exposed, and then you get on your knees and lick me right through my jeans. It's and bite my thigh and kiss me, and but I'm still dressed and it's so fucking hot for some reason, like you can't even wait, but I also can't feel your lips and tongue like I want to, and I ask you to take my jeans off, I beg you, and you won't, so I start to unbutton them, and then you grab my wrists and pin them with just one hand. You're so much bigger and stronger than I am. I love it. I tell you that I love it. And you look at me. And you laugh. You laugh at how helpless I am. And I don't get angry. I get desperate. I need your cock inside me. I need you to hurt me and choke me. Like, I can't help it. And that's usually when I would drag myself back to reality, sweating and wet, back in my office chair, wishing so badly for you. And don't you understand? You're a good man. You'd never beat or choke or hurt me, and it's awful for me to want such things. I know that. Don't lie, just to make me feel better. I may not be as worldly as you, but I'm still, of course, I trust you, and I believe in you. I really don't want to break up with you. I just can't think of any other way. It isn't right that you have to be with someone like me. Fine. Okay, you're right. You listen to me, so it's only fair. I'll listen to you. Really? You don't really believe that. Because you can't. No one would think that what I want is natural. I mean, I was almost too embarrassed to talk about it, much less do it. No, I know it's wrong. I know back when we started dating, I still had some hang-ups about sex. I mean, it made me feel dirty, even when I wanted it, and I knew you were the right guy. I felt bad about the other people, but you helped me see that it's all right to have more than one partner. This is different. It's not natural. You know, it's true. It's sick. I'm sick. You can say that all you want, but I know it's just because you... Oh, that's not fair. It's just gonna make things harder when I... Fuck, I'm having a little difficulty thinking right now, but... We need to settle this. And now that you know the kind of thing I really need. So you're telling me you'd be willing to do the things I want you to? Wouldn't it disgust you? I mean, yeah, I want you to. I don't want anyone else. I never thought you'd be all right with it. You're so safe. I don't mean it as an insult. I mean that you're the first man that I ever felt safe letting my guard down around like this. And I just trust you completely. So does that mean we can, you know, tonight? Oh my God, are you going to make me say it? Oh, it's so embarrassing. Okay. Well, if you think it's hot, then I'll do it. I'll do anything for you. Will you fuck me? Please. Will you be harsh with me? Will you pull my hair and maybe choke me a little? The way you just said that just sent shivers down my spine. Oh, I love it when you get possessive with me in bed. I really, really want to be yours. I am yours. Okay, yeah, we need a safe word. How about vodka? I don't like it, so I don't say it a lot. So, yeah. So, what do you want me to do? My hair. Fuck, I've never seen you like this. Yes? I'm getting out on my hands and knees. Oh my God. You're gonna fuck me right here? Oh, no, just, yes. Fuck, just push up my skirt and take what's yours. Oh. Take off my panties with her in your way. Oh my God, I've never been this wet. Please. Oh, baby. Please, fuck. Fuck me. Please. Please use me. Oh, please, baby, I'm begging you. Don't make me wait. You're so cruel. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, do me. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh my God. Oh my fucking. Oh my God, please fucking. Yeah. Oh, make me your little slut. Yeah. Yes. Ah. Oh, push my head down. Please. Ah. Fuck, I can take it. And fuck me harder. Please. Please. Ah, fuck. Bitch. Oh, God. Fuck, yes. Put your hand on my throat. Oh my God, fuck. Please. Please come inside me. Please come inside me. Please come hard. Please. I won't come till you come. I please. Please. Fuck. Are you picking me up? We're gonna have a bath. Aw, that sounds really nice. Are you always gonna take care of me like this after you use me so well? Well, I feel pretty silly right now. I guess I should have spoken up earlier. I just couldn't imagine that you'd ever be willing to do this for me. Yeah. I think we'll work out. After all.